Yeah, I mean, now being on, you know, really like a truly American team coming and racing on American soil, I think it just provides a different feel and a different different level of motivation.
Amgen Tour of California 2019 press conference. I'm with Tyler Yonke with John Novikov. We just had a nice little meal and then the press conference. They had two waves on the press conference. They had some Amgen dignitaries up there, Bob Stapleton, USA Cycling, and City Planner, I believe, as well. But who were the riders that you saw up there, John?
So riders we had were the, we got the new, well, I wouldn't say new, but the recently formed USA national team. We had Alex Hohen. Mark Cavendish, Richie Porte, and Kendall Ryan were on the first panel.
Yeah, female from TIBCO. Any takeaways you got from those first few guys and gal that were up there?
Yeah, I think look, these guys aren't going to reveal a ton about what their plans are for the week, but I would say there was some interesting banter back and forth with one of the media representatives with Mark Cavendish when they're talking about, I mean, the question came out was, you know, the recent news about Marcel Kittel deciding to take a break from cycling. And so, you know, they're trying to, you know, ask Mark Cavendish about his response and his comments about that. And, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, guys at that level try. I think they just realize that, you know, most people aren't going to get it or understand where they're coming from. And so you can kind of see the resentment in his eyes and in his discussion about, hey, I'm going to give you kind of my two cents and then I just don't want to talk about it anymore.
Yeah. It was interesting that he had, well, one, he'd gone to social media about it. So they felt free to actually talk to him. But you know, that's, you got to remember these are jobs. You know, like normal people have issues in life, and while we think it's glamorous and great, you know, there's pressures that come from all aspects, and maybe you got family life, maybe you've got mental issues, who knows? So it was, yeah, it was an interesting thing to see there. Richie Porte had mentioned TJ Van Garderen kind of as his, nemesis, so to speak, or his big rival for this race. That's the only person he listed out. Any takeaways from that comment?
I think there's a handful of GC contenders in this field, and I think maybe, you know, Richie was just focusing on TJ because
he was coming up next.
Yeah, exactly.
Standing in the back of the room.
Maybe he was trying to get some banter going. I don't know.
Mark Cavendish did mention that he feels healthy. He's had 2 years of Epstein-Barr mono. And he's actually feeling good. Finally had his last blood test that is healthy.
Yeah, but you know, he did say that the blood test revealed that, you know, it's not like he had a glowing, you know, bill of health. He said he was just not sick. He right. Finally was at his blood levels were at the point where he was deemed not sick.
Right. So it will be interesting to see, especially day one, kind of where he's at and if he's been able to build off of not being sick status enough to get a win on the first day in California. A lot of pressure because, you know, he's got a lot of wins here and, you know, not a ton of sprinters. Kittel's not here, obviously, as right. We mentioned. But in the next wave, Nasser Bohani was one of the sprinters. So, okay. Next was Kendall Ryan. She's from Ventura. So she's pretty excited because it's in her hometown. Her and her sister, she won stage one last year. We talked to her. You can check that interview back out. Best looking person on the podium, I must say, just hands down, it was easy job. But it'll be interesting to see what she does. I looked at her results. She's not done too great this season. Had one finished race from Pro Cycling Stats, and it was a 22nd. Everything else was DNF. But it's all, you know, the classics, Strade Bianche, Liège, all those ones. So who knows what her role is. But
yeah, and this is really in her backyard. She knows this courses. She knows the terrain. She knows, as she was saying, she knows every nook, cranny, crack, bump, and pothole.
Right. On this.
When you first heard that the Amgen Tour of California was coming to Ventura, what was your first reaction? What was the first thing you did?
no, I'm really excited that it's in Ventura. My sister is also racing, so the both of us get to have a hometown race, and that never happens, so it's extremely special for both of us.
How well do you know the finish line? Have you been down
there? Like the back of my hand.
You've been down there.
I know where every pothole is and crack in the road.
Is the course, yeah, obviously you know the course well. Is it good for you? I mean, the approach to the line, the sprint, obviously we're expecting a sprint stage there.
Oh, yeah, a sprint. Well, it's a lot of climbing, and I think it's going to be a very fast race, especially with, you know, the amount of riders we have on the roads, but yeah, this finish is going to be, I don't know. For me, I'm not expecting a whole lot out of myself. We have other riders that are riding really well right now, especially Brittany Chapman. And she just won Tour of the EULA, so definitely going to try to keep her in position, do the best I can. But, yeah, maybe get lucky with the stage winner podium would be awesome. And maybe sprint.
Talk a little about that balance for your TIBCO team, working as a team worker for someone like Brody, who has GC ambitions, mm-hmm. but trying to get stage wins as well. How do you toe that line between the leader and a team worker?
Yeah, it's kind of hard. I mean, for me, the GC is more important. So, yeah, I mean, I would in heartbeat sacrifice myself for her.
And yeah, so she's got a good team for that, too. And then last one, you mentioned first up, Alex Hohn. Just seems glad to be here, excited for the opportunity, and it will be pretty cool to see the USA cycling team kind of get in their chance with some of these guys. And without their big sprinters that you normally see come into this race, Travis McCabe, his teammate, could have a good chance.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, so the second wave that came up, we had Nasir Bohani, rides for Cofidis, French rider. We had TJ Van Garderen. We had Peter Sagan, George Bennett, and Evan Hoffman. We had to use a translator for Nasir Bohani. Did you think the translator did a good job?
I think it did a good job, but I think the questions were pretty single-answer questions for Bohani. I mean, he nailed them pretty good.
Yeah, Brad Sauner was doing the announcing and the questioning there, and you're right. You could, and he did look like at one point he was going to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Not while the questions were to him. But
he might have been texting, maybe looking down. I don't know.
Yeah, so... Look, I think he has a good chance, and he really does. He's never been here, never been to this race. He said that he was looking forward to trying to get in a win. He needs one. He hasn't had a win this season. He's pretty famous for kind of going off half-cocked and punching people in hotel rooms and some other Johnny Depp-style stuff. So we'll see how he manages here in California.
He seemed pretty mellow today.
Yeah, too much so. TJ, he looks to be, you know, he's typical TJ. I feel fine. Mentally, I'm in the right place. No, I don't want to name any rivals because I might miss... not name someone. Anything you got from TJ?
He did. The question was brought up from Neil about, you know, whether he was going to, if he could build a course, would he include a TT in it? Because this year doesn't have the individual time trial.
Right.
Where he, you know, a lot of people feel that he has the advantage. He seemed to defend that that question pretty adamantly that no, you know, even if there was, sure, it'd be nice to have a TT, but I didn't win the tour because of the TT. I already had a lead going into it.
Right. So. That was several years ago. Although last year, you know, that was not the case because he lost it on the first climb, regains it on the time trial, and then, you know, lost it again drastically going into South Lake Tahoe. So,
yeah.
But you're right. He's very political about the way he talks, and it's almost like he's been groomed by Sky, but I guess BMC kind of brings you up the same way.
Right. And he wouldn't pick any rivals. So,
yeah. Whereas then you have Peter Sagan, who just wings it. He's fine. No pressure from him.
He loves California. Yeah.
any revelations from him? I got that he was ready to go, feeling good, not going for GC. And yeah, that he was almost like lamenting the fact that he had won GC here one time.
Right. Yeah. And no, it sounded like he's put in some rest time. So whether he's recovered physically, mentally from whatever he's dealing with, he could be pretty fresh or... You know, I think the jury's out on that. We'll see that when the wheels start turning.
And then last two, we had George Bennett, winner in 2017. He mentioned, as did, actually, let's go back to TJ. TJ, there was a question asked of him about whether, with multiple riders on his team, very strong team, if he is the name captain or if they're just kind of wing it and on the road. And he's basically said, we're going to wait till Baldy and let that decide. My problem with that is I think he needs... And I don't think he gets it, but maybe he needs some sort of advantage going into Baldy because he doesn't have the time trial. George Bennett had taken the advantage when he won in 2017 going over Hamilton with Squeens and those guys. But he mentioned the finish is just a little bit different, extended into Morgan Hill, where I don't think that's possible. Looks like it's going to come down to Baldy for GC then.
That seems to be the consensus from all the contenders. That's really what they say. It's all going to come down to Baldy.
Newsflash. Richie Port mentioned that he had, they asked him if he had done Baldy. He said no. But last year, he's like, it looked rough when TJ lost his jersey going up there last year to Brunel. Well, they didn't do it last year. So I think he's just, he's new to California. Baldy is the same thing as Hamilton, is the same thing as South Lake Tahoe.
It all looks the same.
Right. I don't think he really cares. So Bennett, he looks good. He did lament the fact that Sepp Kuss had got taken away at the last moment to go to the Giro. Says he's been training with him a lot and that would have been a big help, but that does open up another spot.
That's right. And that spot went to Nielsen Palace. Right. So our local hero boy, he's going to be here. We're big fans of him. So it'll be great to see him.
Right. So Nielsen, and then another local that was last one up by there was Evan Huffman, Sacramento native, grown up out there in El Dorado Hills, I believe. So he is looking for stage wins. And he said hopefully the KOM jersey.
Yeah. Now, according to him, Rally doesn't really have a GC contender. So they said they're kind of, he's got a free pass to kind of go after whatever he wants to do. So get in breaks, take advantages where he can and look for stage wins. So,
you know, he may think that they don't have and he probably knows they don't have a GC contender as he thinks, but that team has done well this year in the GC on different pretty good races. And let's just see here. We have the list. So you got Brandon McNulty, Rob Britton. Those two are guys that can, two guys can definitely ride for GC. I mean, Britton a few years ago won the Tour of Utah. But, you know, Carpenter, a few of these others that are not on the list would be, maybe you're more likely. So perhaps. Gavin Mannion, though, he's done well in those things. So
yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I know it's great to root on local boys, but he made a mention of it. So he was asked a question about coffee.
Right.
Like what his favorite thing that he misses out of Sacramento when he's traveling that much? He's just returned back from Tour of Turkey.
Right.
He mentioned that he missed the coffee here and he made mention of a certain coffee place, matcha, hacha or something like that. Mama Chana or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm off on the coffee scene, but I haven't heard of that down in Sac yet.
Right.
And I'll have to go check it out though.
Maybe we'll have to and see if that's worthwhile, or maybe he's just pumping someplace that, I don't know. It seemed like a stage question.
Right, maybe.
okay, so any other takeaways that you got from little things that they had said while you were taking pictures and video?
Not at all. I mean, it's, you know, each rider is a little different. Each one is more receptive to questions and others not. So, no, it's interesting. It's good. Right.
So we don't have a race Sunday. We do have the first one. I'm sorry, it's Saturday. We have the first Saturday. One on Sunday.
Yeah, by the way, I'm not going to be able to predict any GC winners or jerseys at this point.
That's where I was going.
Based upon what I saw today. So,
what you did see was the master men's roster list. So no predictions for Sunday. You want to give a nod to Cav? Well, or
Team Sky is still here, apparently, right?
Right. So this is one thing we do last year too. We go through the media book and make fun of some of the things that they had, like, you know, different nicknames for the city.
Their defense, this is a pretty short term change. Right?
Well, so Team Sky is listed in here instead of Team Ineos, that's been on the, everyone's known that for a long time. And this is a piece of paper that was printed, not even color, so you can reprint that.
Okay.
No.
No. I'm with
maybe,
you. I hear
maybe
you.
It's like. Kurt was talking about the Nevada City Classic, and they're having trouble updating the flyer because no one knew how to change a PDF. So maybe that's what we got going. this is how you don't get invited back for year two.
Right.
Right.
How are we going to get those media passes again?
Right. All right. Anything else?
No, I'm good, I think.
All right. Stay tuned for more. Thank you, everyone. Bye.